This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, writing about the Department of Education and its mission these years since it was formed during the Carter administration in the late 20th century. There's news on the Department of Education and DOGE. DOGE blocked from Education Department records during appeal. An order that bars Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, writes Bloomberg Law, from accessing information held by the U.S. Department of Education will remain in place pending the government's appeal. The government arguments in favor of a stay are stale, according to Judge Deborah L. Boardman in a March 28th order. The U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland, March 24th, issued a preliminary injunction that blocked the sharing of information, and the government sought a stay pending its appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. You're writing of the Department of Education and its mission these many years. It is peculiar that the administration is blocked from accessing records of its own department, but this is an unusual day. What is the mission of the Department of Education that it wants to keep records secret? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. You'd have to ask them that. It seems to me that transparency and accountability are incumbent upon any administrative entity, indeed upon any governmental entity. But unfortunately, the court seems to have a difference of opinion that the President of the United States can't keep track of the agencies underneath him within his own branch of government. I think that that's a bit strains credulity, if you will, to think that there's a rational basis to make that other than simply a naked political one. But we'll let the appellate courts decide that. What we're looking at with the Department of Education, it really brings it home to me here in Michigan, because we're seeing that literacy levels are falling through the floor, despite all the amount of money and despite all the amount of attention, despite all the quote-unquote lip service that you see regarding education, especially from our friends on the left. And yet we continue to see failure upon failure. What you're seeing with the Department of Education is an entity that was put in place under the Carter administration that was designed to help promote education in the United States. And as we look around us, John, we can see that it certainly hasn't exceeded expectations, if you will. And when you look at what the Trump administration is trying to do, they're trying to deal with the fact that it has become a bureaucracy, a powerful entity, and if unchecked, which this judge would apparently allow, if unchecked, it can then begin to trample upon parental rights. It could be a tool for the left to impose a radical curriculum across the country. And I think that when we've seen what has happened at some of the local institutions, some of our local school boards, and some state boards of education, we have to get back to the concept that education primarily begins in the home with the parents. It's a local matter. It is somewhat of a state matter. And the last place that you want it is to be centralized in a federal agency, especially an unaccountable one, an unelected one, that can then find ways to try to force its own ideological agenda and produce indoctrination rather than education.
That is, my understanding of education is that it's handled by the states, and even more of that, it's handled by the cities, the municipalities, the towns of any particular state. What is it that we need a national board of education for? I'm told that they devote very little of the money that they have in any fashion to the needs of the school districts. Why? Why do we need it? Why do we have it? Or what has it accomplished? Your time in Congress, were you ever told what it was doing for you?
Well, to a certain extent, this is when I was in Congress, I opposed the Republican President Bush's attempt at No Child Left Behind. I did not want to see this department empowered to start enforcing a curriculum or to assess the progress of the local and state educational needs. Because it would just create a greater tool so that when the left came back into power, which they did with the Obama administration, later with the Biden administrations, they would then start to use it as an ideological tool. And what we've seen throughout, John, your question is a very good one. We're dealing with a bureaucracy, not necessarily an entity that facilitates education. what it facilitates is the increase in the bureaucracy. What it does is it empowers teachers' unions, which are vastly different than teachers in the classroom, and it helps to fund the left in their political campaigns. It's an ideological bureaucracy. It is not an educational bureaucracy. And it's a political organization, not a public service organization at this point in time. And I think that one of the reasons that they want to protect their records from the Doge is because they're afraid of what those documents will show. Probably rightly so.
Your measure of Doge, that is, you have the advantage of having been inside Congress and now writing for many years outside Congress. Is Doge something that was needed, or is this a campaign promise that is going to peter out?
Well, I think we have to separate the style from the substance, obviously having Elon Musk run it into looking at ways to make the government more efficient. When you look at it from that perspective, you can see why the left wants to make it look like we have an unelected oligarch running around loose within the United States government. Of course, these are the same leftists that don't have a problem with an unelected oligarch literally running the Canadian government at the present point in time. But when you look at the substance of what the Doge is trying to do, it is just simply transparency and accountability and the proper oversight of a president who makes the final determinations, not Mr. Musk, as to what will happen within the executive branch. And so, to a certain extent, the substance of it makes eminent sense. Again, the style of it can get in the way and can obscure the good that it does to a certain extent. But let us make no mistake. You want a president to be able to oversee and control the federal bureaucracy. That is what one of the roles of the president of the United States is. And for a judge or for anybody else to have a problem with that is ludicrous.
Is the Doge stepping on Congress, usurping Congress's authority for checks and balances?
Nope, because the Congress can do its own investigations, can do its oversight, and nothing that the Doge is doing will prevent that. Congress can pass legislation to do certain things if they like them or if they don't like them. And they still retain the power of the purse. They still retain their powers to pass legislation, and it will duly enact it if the president signs it. Nothing has changed there. What you're looking at is a president that is serious about the administration of the executive branch that is under his purview. They all exist because of the delegation of the power of the president. They've been housed under that branch of the government by the Congress and for the president to oversee them. I don't see why taking that role seriously, and we have seen presidents, Mr. Biden, that might not have had the oversight capabilities that we're seeing out of the current president. But let us not forget, again, this is oversight by the executive branch of the executive branch by the president of the United States. That is what is supposed to happen. And again, he will make the ultimate determinations as to what happens to these within the guidelines set out by the Congress.
That is McCotter.
Not Mr. Musk.
That is McCotter writing in American Greatness, a story about his family, but also comments about education in America. And the Department of Education may or may not exist in future. We'll see. It seems to be a contest. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.